It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Welcome to The Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it pay.
Here comes the boom sound. Do we get now?
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, as we are broadcasting live online and KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. Wow, guys, you know, I know that a lot of our listeners missed our show yesterday, and I've got to tell you that it was one of those deals. We woke up yesterday morning and started working on material, you know, and with us here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network, it's not like we can just say, I'm going to call it a day. We'll get somebody to replace us. Not that easy, folks. But we needed a day off. We have been running so hard, and, you know, 7 days a week we've been bringing broadcasts, and a lot of people think, it's only an hour show, you know. Well, there's a lot more involved in it than just that. We're up at 6 o'clock every morning making notes, checking the social media, checking the websites to see what is new and what is happening out there that you guys would want to know about. So, you know, there's a lot of work that is involved in it. And, you know, I got to say thank you for at least understanding why we felt like we could use a day off yesterday. And I'll tell you, it was a day off. I didn't do much of anything, but it was well worth it. And, you know, we didn't quite give up. We still were pretty busy. We had to get some material ready last night, and we were working late in the hours. We've got our advertisement packages that we've put together. So, of course, you know the Making 8 Rodeo Network phone lines would be running, and we would have to take a lot of phone calls. But, you know, it was a much-needed break. I figured, hey, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it during the week because, you know, Monday we got so much to talk about the rodeos and the bull ridings that happened over the weekend. And then, of course, you know, towards the end of the week on Thursday and Friday, we're gearing up and getting ready for the ones that are coming up this weekend. So we're going to talk about those here on today's show. I believe we've got a pretty good guest that's set to line up, so we're going to talk with them here in just a little bit. Man, lots of things happening out there. But one thing I've got to mention to you, yesterday morning as we were getting up and trying to focus in on what we needed to talk about, I actually saw on the CBS Morning News, J.B. Mooney. They brought J.B. on to talk about his ride with Bushwhacker. And, you know, here recently we've had a lot of negative exposure in rodeo. People trying to come up with stories and make up all these different kinds of nonsense things that they're exploiting rodeo on, and it was really disturbing. But yesterday on the CBS Morning News, and I give all the credit in the world to CBS for taking the time out, despite what that others would consider to be big headline stories, which really amounted to nothing more than a guy performing an act and one person being offended by it, you know. It was really good to see what CBS did with JB and bringing him on and talking about the struggle of what it takes to be a bull rider and to achieve those accomplishments. To me, that was very impressive. Most news sources won't do that. And I say shame on you. I mean, that's what this country needs more of. The accomplishments, the achievements, not just all the, you know, the negative stuff that's happening out there. But, hey, that's just my opinion. But, yeah, I tip my hat to CBS. What a great time it was to see JB and, of course, relive that whole experience with his ride with Bushwhacker, which we were there in Tulsa for. So, exciting stuff. Another thing I caught wind of, Jory Marcus on a Nike commercial. Well, look out, Tiger Woods. Look out, Michael Jordan. Mr. Excitement is on board with Nike. How cool is that? I mean, that's some pretty cool stuff right there. It's already gotten over a million hits, folks. If you guys have not seen it, you need to follow along with Jory Marcus. Check out his Facebook page. He's got the links posted there. And, of course, we're going to post the links on our page as well. But you guys have got to see that commercial. Pretty cool stuff. Great to see them bringing rodeo into it. And I'll tell you right now, if there's anybody in the rodeo industry that could ride a bull with Nikes on, Jory Marcus would be one of them. I swear to you, that guy will ride him with a hay string. So it was really cool to see him taking part in that Nike commercial. You know, another story I've got to talk about here, I call it wedding. Now, we being, of course, broadcasting in Stephenville, Texas, our home away from home is the Lone Star Arena. And the Buck and Duck is coming back starting next Wednesday. The Six Gun Sarah Showcase will be back next Wednesday. They're going to have artists down there playing afterwards. They're going to have bull riding. They're going to have tie-down barrel racing, you name it. And it's going on Wednesday night down there at the Buck and Duck. And here's the latest, folks. This next Wednesday, they're calling all the ladies to come down and do some steer riding. Oh, you know, if there's a way we could be there, now I know we've got to be in Thackerville next weekend, but if there's a way we could be there, boy, look out, we would be there. I would not want to miss an opportunity to watch a bunch of young cowgirl ladies getting on a bunch of steer and showing the cowboys how to get them rode. I think that'd be a pretty cool deal, and man, I know it's going to be a fun time down there at the Lone Star Arena, not just because of that, but because of the Six Gun Sarah Showcase. That'll be happening right afterwards. They always feature some great musicians down there, and it's always a fun time to hang out with our friends down at the Lone Star Arena. So, got to be good times coming up, folks. Really good times. Let's see. We got some bull riding questions. We got some rodeo questions that have come in over Twitter, so we're going to talk about those here a little bit later on in our show. Man, we've got lots of stuff to talk about. Of course, we've always got our phone lines open. You guys can give us a call, 646-915-9940. And we'll sit back and we'll try to answer your questions as best we can, as honest as we can. And, hey, you know, we've got some big things happening here, folks. Our 2014 advertisement packages are ready to go, and we're getting those out there. Pretty quick, we've been out this morning, and I mean, we have been putting them out. I've been sending emails, I've gotten requests, and we're excited about what 2014 is going to bring. Everybody says, well, shoot, we're only in August. Well, for us, the 2014 season runs October 1st of this year all the way to October 1st of next year. So what it does is we kind of start off with the PBR World Finals, the Professional Rest Stock Series Finals, the Wrangler National Finals, the IFR in January. I mean, that's how we roll, folks. That's when our season starts. That's when we want to get you guys on board. There is no better opportunity than to get out there and start advertising now with us during these bigger events, as we're going to be out covering these these events. We're going to have interviews, highlights. We're going to be doing wrap-ups. We'll be streaming back to KWBY. So we have got a lot of things happening, my friend. So you guys make sure to get in contact with us. If y'all have an event coming up throughout the year, if y'all have a business or a product that y'all want to get advertised out there, hey, we've got the place for you right here. Just give us an email or a phone call, and we'll be happy to send those out to you. You can always get a hold of us at Twitter at Macon8, or you can always shoot us a message there on Facebook. We'll be happy to get a hold of you. And our page there is at Macon8 Network. So, man, lots of great things happening, folks. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll look to see if we have our guests. I believe that they are on the line. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Macon8 Rodeo Network.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon8 Rodeo Network.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Hay Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Hay Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingHayRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Hay Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making Hay Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Hay Rodeo Network as we are kicking off your Tuesday or Thursday lunch hour. Wow, see, I'm already a couple days behind, but well, that's all right. We're getting through it, folks. That day off yesterday really threw me for one, but hey, it was much needed. We are refreshed and ready to go. We've got some rodeo and some bull riding action to talk about. PBR going to be in Nashville this weekend, and man, there are going to be so many PRCA rodeos going on all over the country. These guys are hitting that trail hard and heavy, trying to make themselves put themselves in a good spot to be at the Wrangler National Finals. I know that our good friends at the Andrews Rodeo Company are have their stock up in Altus, Oklahoma this weekend for a big one, folks. They got some great added money. It's going to be a great time up there. And, hey, we're missing out being up there. I'm telling you, we feel kind of lost sitting around the house here on a rodeo weekend. But, hey, that's all right because we'll be back on the trail next weekend. Now, I told you folks that we've got a good guest lined up here today. And, well, I kind of think we do. I know, you know, this had an opportunity to talk a little bit this morning with this group and, you know, kind of get a better understanding of who they are. So, please, guys, help me welcome in the founder of Rodeo Aspirations and Gina Shameless. Let's see if we can get her on the line right here. Gina, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm here. I'm here. I've already had an eventful morning, so.
Well, we certainly understand those kind of days. I know we had just mentioned a little bit about Rodeo Aspirations, but tell us a little bit about what Rodeo Aspirations is.
We're a nonprofit organization that helps make dreams come true, not only just for children, but for adults as well, that are just getting started in the business and they don't know where to turn to get things like gear, tech, entry fees, card fees, schools, clinics, you know, things on that line. We try to help them make those dreams come true.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
As of February 4th of next year, it will be 3 years.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you guys do for the kids. Being a not-for-profit organization, and we see a lot of them out there, but tell us about some of the things that you guys have done to help some of these kids, you know, reach their dreams.
I had a mom come to me, matter of fact, September 11th, 2011, that she was just having a really hard time. She's got a little girl who's now nine that was wanting to be a rodeo queen, and she's got a boy who I believe now is 18, but at the time I believe he was 16. She needed help getting a horse for her daughter and bull riding equipment for her son. We were able to help in that. We were able to get them what they needed. Just recently, we helped another young man, 15 years old, out of Oklahoma, that had dreams of always wanting to go to the PBR. Unfortunately, with his medical condition, he'll never be able to ride bull. So we were able to assist him in making his dream come true of being able to go to a PBR event with the help of Cody Kester.
Wow. Well, that is really special. Now, what are some of the things that I know you just mentioned the situation about the mom that was struggling, but what are some of the things that you do for the adults as well that you guys have done over the last couple of years?
You know, really, we've had more kids come to us than adults. The adults really, they don't come to us too much. And normally when they do, it's normal, you know, simple things. Hey, can you help me find out where rodeo is this weekend? Or can you help me find out where I can get this or whatever? And we can actually facilitate because, you know, with myself and others that help me run Rodeo Aspirations when they have time, we're able to facilitate and help them find what they need.
Right. Okay. Now, what made you decide that you wanted to build this business and do this as a not-for-profit organization?
I used to barrel race until I was in a car accident at 16 years old. I was told by doctors, you can never ride again. 2 years ago, I won it back in the arena. Every barrel racer goes through it, every bull rider, everybody that's ever been told, you can't do it no more. After a while, we all get that itch. We want back in the arena. Well, knowing my condition, I thought to myself, what can I do to still be close to the sport? How can I make others' dreams come true that I couldn't make for myself? Well, I came up with the idea of Rodeo Aspirations.
Wow. Plus, really, that's really neat that you guys do that. And you guys help work with these young kids and even the adults in reaching their goals in whatever they may want to do. Some of them may want to be in the smaller times, but other ones have those dreams, like you're saying, of being, you know, possibly PBR riders and that type of thing. And you guys help encourage them, support them, and guide them in a direction that they can accomplish those goals. Is that right?
Correct. We work with a couple of different bull riding schools. The main one that we're working with right now is Denny Fitzpatrick. He's got a school coming up. I know it's September, but the exact dates, I'm not 100% positive. But if you go look at our Facebook page, Rodeo Aspirations on Facebook, we've got the flyer on our wall that'll have those dates.
Okay. All right. And one of the other things that we noticed that you guys do is you guys actually have like a rodeo queen that kind of represents Rodeo Aspirations and is out at events all over. Is that right?
That is right. We originally we weren't going to do a Miss Rodeo Aspirations because, you know, we're not an actual rodeo. So then I got to thinking about it. What would be a better way than to have an ambassador for Rodeo Aspirations? Everybody looks up to a queen. Everybody can go up to her and ask her questions. In the 2.5 years that we've had Rodeo Aspirations, we've actually been very grateful for the queens that we've had and the queen that we currently have now.
And tell us about her.
Well, she's 18 years old. Her name's Nicole Rice. She's at Escapoose, Oregon, and don't quote me, I might be saying that wrong. Even though I grew up in the Northwest, I should know this, but it's still one of those strange names. What we did is we ran an essay contest to get our new queen. And Nicole's essay just completely blew us away, but she's just, like I said, she's 18 years old. She's out of Escapoose, Oregon. She's going to college for business. And she's getting ready to be certified as a therapeutic writing instructor for not just children, but adults, too, that have disabilities.
Wow. Very interesting. That is neat. And we cannot wait. Hopefully here sometime soon we can get her on the show and talk a little bit about that experience and what she's doing here with Rodeo Inspiration. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to having her on the show with you guys.
Absolutely. Now, tell us about some of the things that you guys have in the works here for the 2014 season.
Well, for the 2014 season, what we're working on is right now we're working on a couple of fundraisers. Actually, one of them, if all goes well, will be going off the end of next month. And we're actually going to be holding another online auction on Facebook, just like we did the first one. And that should be pretty exciting. I'm kind of excited to see the items that we're going to get in from those that can help us donate items for that auction. And then the big one that we're kind of excited about, it's going to continue not just through 2014, but it's going to be ongoing, and that's a cookbook of recipes from clear across the country. Even a couple recipes are in the book from other countries. So I'm kind of excited about that one.
Very interesting. I'll have to see about getting my wife that. Maybe she can actually cook some decent meals.
hey, now.
I know. I think she's actually listening, so I'm probably going to get some dirty looks when I get off my show. But no, that really sounds exciting. And, you know, I think that something like that is real neat now. Is it going to be made up of a lot of, I guess you could say, cowboy meals? Are they going to be geared more towards the Western-type meals?
You know, I wanted it to be geared toward that way, but being that we're still trying to get the recipes to come in, if anybody would like to donate recipes for the cookbook so we can get this up and going, that would be great. They can actually send them to me at Rodeo, or Gina Chambliss at rodeoinspirations.org, and we will get those in the book. But we actually, surprisingly, we have a lot of meals that aren't just Western-related. We have a lot of meals that are, like I said, not just from across our country, but across the world.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. So if you guys have that in your recipe book, chances are I'm going to get it.
You know what? Actually, we actually do have one recipe that is meat and potato combined. It's one of my own recipes that's in the book. And it's called hamburger pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good deal. We'll have to definitely check that out. Now, you had talked a little bit about your Facebook page. What is that Facebook page again?
It's Rodeo Aspirations. I'm not exactly sure how they have it listed. But I know that if you look for Rodeo Aspirations, we actually have two pages. We've got the one where we talk to everybody and keep them informed and interact with everybody. And then we've got our likes page.
Okay. All right.
So we have two different pages on Facebook.
And you guys also have a website, correct?
Yes, we do. That website would be www.rodeoaspirations.org.
Okay. And we want to make sure that our listeners can go over there and find out more information about you guys and how they can take part. I mean, you guys are always looking for volunteers out there and looking for different things, different ways to help support making these young kids and adults' dreams come true, right?
Correct, correct. We're always looking for new and fun, exciting ways that we can help people. We're always looking for volunteers that'll come up to us and say, hey, you know, we love what you guys are doing. How can we help you guys out? We're really looking for that because, you know, we don't want to be centralized in one spot. We want to be all over the country is what we want to be.
Right, right. Now, you guys are actually based out of Missouri, is that correct?
Correct. We're actually based out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Oh, and you didn't say St. Louis, Missouri, right? It was Missouri?
All right, Scott. We know.
Well,
we you know, I know I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and yeah, there's times where it is Missouri here, and oh, I'd love to be back up there, but there's days where I just love it here.
I know, I bet. And Missouri is really a nice country. And for all our listeners that are tuning in from Missouri, hey, don't come shoot me, please. I was just kidding. But no, we
and
were,
don't come shoot
well,
me. I'll run and hide.
Well,
I'll give them a hit. Scott, I'll give them a hit where they can find me. I'm surrounded by cornfields.
Surrounded by cornfields. Yeah, that sure narrows it down in Missouri, doesn't it?
Yep, I'm surrounded by cornfields.
There you go. Well, listen, Gina, I really appreciate you taking the time out here, and we appreciate what you do with Rodeo Aspirations. Just hearing your story, you know, has really intrigued us, and we look forward to talking more with you guys and talking with Nicole and, you know, really just getting to know a little bit more about Rodeo Aspirations and helping support you guys along the way. I think it's so important for all of us to kind of work together and help support each other, and we certainly appreciate what you guys do for those that are involved in the sport of rodeo and what you guys do to make a difference for rodeo.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you have yourself a great day. Hopefully not too much more excitement will happen, and you can get through the Thursday and hopefully have a great weekend.
I'm hoping we have a great weekend. They're saying it's supposed to be really nice this weekend. So I think I might take the kiddo and go throw him in a pool somewhere or something.
Well, good deal. Well, listen, Gina, enjoy it. Make the best of it. And we will catch up with you soon.
All right, Scott, it's been my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was Gina Chambliss with Rodeo Aspirations. And like we said, make sure to go follow them on Facebook. Go check out their website, rodeoaspirations.org. I know that they would be happy to talk with you guys. Maybe you guys have some ideas or some things that you would like to share with them. Please get over there and talk with them. I know that they are a great organization that is really looking to do some great positive things for the sport of rodeo, as well as the, you know, the communities. So we appreciate her taking the time out here to call our show and sit back and talk with us. Folks, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we've got more things lined up here in the works, so make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain, getting down hard at Wycane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
got nowhere to go, you got nothing to do, and no place in mind. Well, she said, I'm asking you. I said, call your people, and I'll call mine. I know a place not too far, and it's worth the drive. I said, it's worth the drive. Don't worry about time. We can stay up all night. We're going to the party on the river. You won't find another place like this anywhere else. And drinkers and smokers, they come from all over. Good times and days like you wouldn't want them. Is it loud? Yes, it is. And now we're all here, so let's gather around. The alcohol is flowing, time to burn this fire down. It's so hard to recall, yeah, all those nights. Bottle after bottle, cause I'm still alive. I said I'm glad to be alive. You're sure looking fine. The water feels just right. We're going to the party on the river. You won't find another place like this anywhere else. And drinkers and smokers, it is.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Makin8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Makin8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. As we are fired up on a Thursday, man, we are just a day away from the PBR invading Nashville, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited about the opportunity to see what is going to happen up there after a epic weekend in Tulsa. You know, Brendan Clark has a great weekend. JB wins down there after his explosive ride on Bushwhacker that's made national headline news. You know, I mean, it really is. It's just exciting to see what is happening here and what is going to take place the remaining half of this season as these guys are battling it out, working their way in contention to become world champion there at the PBR Finals in Las Vegas. So cannot wait to see what is going to happen there. Now, folks, I told you we have some questions that have been coming in. And, man, we so appreciate all the questions that we get here at the Making 8 Radio Network. We really are excited that you guys are taking part of it, sending us information. You guys can always send us questions or comments to our Twitter page at Making 8. And, you know, we'll be happy to sit back and talk about them here on our shows. I mean, that's kind of what we're here for, you know. We want to hear from you guys. We've always got phone lines open. You guys can give us a call, 646-915-9940. And, you know, we'll sit back, we'll answer your questions, we'll talk a little rodeo with you guys. That's what it's all about here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. But we did have some pretty good questions that have come in recently. One was, you know, how much does a high-quality bull rope cost? And, you know, that is a great question. I know that, you know, it depends on a lot of different things. Like everything else, you know, a lot of it's personal feel, comfort, what you guys are looking for. You guys, I mean, they make standard ropes in many different forms that you can get and ride with. You can also go to one of these bull rope makers and have them custom made. You can have different things. You can have an offset put in there. You can have an offset set to fit your hand. You can have the handhold set to be wider or shorter. Based on, you know, how big your hand is, so many different things. But really it's going to be a matter of comfort, what you're used to, and how often you're going to end up using these ropes. You know, you want to make sure that you have a good quality rope, whether you're riding in just practice pens or whether you're riding in the PBRs. I mean, a bull rope is so important. And, you know, you've got to take care of your equipment. You've got to make sure that you've got good equipment, especially when it comes down to a sport like bull riding. I mean, it's like you don't want to, well, I probably shouldn't use that term, so we'll have to rephrase it. You don't want to shortchange yourself because you're going to get injured. And, you know, you don't want to mess around when you're talking about a 2,000-pound bull that you're strapping yourself to. But I would say, you know, on average, I know that for my bull ropes when I was riding, and of course, prices may have gone up just a little bit, you know, since my time. I haven't ridden since 07. But usually they're going to run you about $500 pretty easy to get yourself a good rope that's going to be good quality. It's going to last a little bit longer than some of the other ones that are made quickly. And like I said, you know, you can always add on to that if you want. Different things made if you want your block heavier, that, you know, from that particular brand. Maybe you like that particular brand. Maybe you like that thread. You know, so you can have things custom made, which, of course, are going to add to those prices. But I would say on average, right around a $500 price range is what you're looking at to get yourself a good quality rope. So hopefully that will answer that. Another question that came in here over the week and I thought was real good is, let's talk about the bells that, you know, you put on these bull ropes. Now, the primary reason that you would put a bell on your bull ropes is to actually weigh it down. And so that way when your hand comes out of that rope, that rope comes off of that bull. You don't want that thing, you know, staying on him. You don't want to create any more stress on that animal. So really, I mean, a lot of it is for the animal benefit. It's so that it will drop to the ground when your hand comes out of it. So there's you know, that's the primary reason. There's some other reasons that also kind of makes a little bit of noise down there, rattles around. That acts as a, I guess you could say, an irritant. You know, that bull's gonna kick a little bit. You know, when he hears those bells playing in it. I'll tell you what, there ain't nothing better than the sound of some bull ropes and you got those bells on there and they're clanging around down there. That also helps. Hey, you know what? Think about it, though. Judges hear those bull ropes clanging around down there a little bit. You know, they know that bull's really bucking hard. They may give you an extra point or two off of it, too. So it all works out. But, yes, you don't want to put a bull rope on a bull without having some sort of weight down there to help that thing come off. of it when your hand comes out of it. So, anyways, I hope that those answer your questions. And like I said, we'll always take your questions here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show. You can always send them to Twitter at Macon 8, or you can send them to our Facebook page. You can go ahead and like that, and that is Macon 8 Network. And we'll be happy to take your questions, and we'll talk about them here on our Lunch Hour Radio Shows. Now, I will tell you that we're working on a pretty good guest for tomorrow. I will give you a hint. It may be PBR related. They're going into Nashville, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. You guys can make sure to stay tuned. But, you know, while we have a few more minutes, folks, and it was really great to have Gina with Rodeo Aspirations on board with us here today and calling into the show, talking to us about Rodeo Aspirations. But one of the things that they do is they set out to help others achieve their goals. And, you know, I got to tell you, this year has been really amazing for the Macon 8 Rodeo Network and being able to achieve so many of our goals. You know, we have reached out, we have impacted, and we have been a part of so many great things here. And I cannot tell you as listeners how much we appreciate you guys supporting us, for starters, tuning into our shows, sharing our information on your pages through social media, sharing our website links. You know, I think that that is so important out there as we start to expand and really get out and launch. You know, we've got committee members, we've got committees from all over the country now that are contacting us saying, hey, can you come out and promote our event? You guys are doing a great job. And, you know, for us, the only way it could be that way is by you guys tuning in here on a regular basis, which we know you do, and we're so supportive of that. Whether it be you're listening to us live on our, you know, website at Macon8Rodeo.com, through iTunes, through our archives, or through KWDY, we know that you guys are listening, and that matters. It matters to us, and we want to tell you thank you. You know, as we're starting to wind down our 2013 season, and we look back to where we were in January, and I can tell you, we could not have envisioned a lot of the accomplishments that we have achieved this year. And a lot of it is because of you guys. And so we are just really appreciative of that and supportive of you. We want to tell you thank you here on a Lunch Hour Radio Show. I mean, this is a show that is, you know, it's different from others. And we take pride in that. We take pride in saying, you know what, we're different. We're natural. We're real. You know, we're going to bring it to you as we get it. There's no scripts here, you know. When we talk with our guests, we don't write out scripts. We don't rehearse stuff with them. You know, it's all natural. Just flows, you know. And we enjoy bringing that to you, and we're glad that you guys are listening. So, like I said, continue to keep supporting us. 2014 is going to be even bigger, and we're starting it off October 1st, you know, the first part of October. We're going to be out at events. We've got some big events that will be coming up the remaining part of this year. We're already working on deals for Vegas, so we've got a whole lot of things in the works, folks, and we want you guys to be a part of it. So make sure to continue to keep spreading the word about us. Keep encouraging others to listen to our radio shows. And, you know, like I said, once again, we want to tell you thank you because it does matter here. Our sponsors, you know, all of the ones that advertise through us, we believe in strongly. And we hope that you will take a few minutes to go over and tell them thank you for supporting us as well. It means a lot to them, and it means a lot to us. That's what keeps us out here in the market, folks. That's what keeps us going. And, I mean, that's the reality of the situation. We recognize it. We appreciate it. And we will always give credit where credit is due. And that's, you know, that's just the way it is here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network, folks. It is what it is, you know. But I think that it's really important to emphasize that to you as our listeners out there that listen in. And we have gotten so many. I mean, we have grown tremendously over the course of the last several months. And a lot of it is because, number one, we've got our sponsors that are able to carry us out there on the road and you know, get us out there to these events. But, you know, we're able to bring you guys such great material. We have covered so much in such a short period of time. This year has flown by. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were just the Iron Cowboy, and there in Arlington, and that was all the way back in March. And then we were in Houston, and, you know, cannot wait to get back and help cover more of these events. And hopefully you guys will take an opportunity to come join us. I mean, that's, you know, that's really what needs to happen. I mean, and you guys can be a part of this. We'd love to have you guys come out and hang out, Make an Eight Radio Network studio, and just, you know, recognize the fact that you guys show your support for us. Like I said, it means the world to us, and we appreciate having all of you guys on board. And like every day, folks, when we wrap up our Lunch Hour Radio shows, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic. You know, something to think about. And, you know, as we sat back with Gina and we talked about rodeo aspirations, and we just talked a little bit about what we do here at Making Eight Radio Network and how appreciative we are and how blessed and grateful we are for being able to achieve our goals that we have set out to do here. I thought that, you know, this would be some great cowboy logic, something for you guys to carry with you here on a Thursday afternoon. So here it is, folks. And this one is courtesy of a legend, Mr. Will Rogers. It says, if you want to be successful, it's just this simple. Know what you're doing, love what you're doing, and believe in what you're doing. And that, folks, is about as good as it gets. I mean, we can't put it any more clear than that, folks. If you love what you're doing, you know what you're doing, and you believe in what you're doing, you will be successful. Can't quit on it. We have tried many times to walk away. We felt like giving up. And, you know, something always brings us back. And usually it's you fans. We have had fans call us in tears saying, we miss you. Please come back. And that is why we are here, folks. We are here for you. So take it with you as you go here on a Thursday. Remember, we'll be back here 11 o'clock Central Time tomorrow on Friday, and we'll be bringing you more Lunch Hour Rodeo action. We're going to talk about some of the PRCA events. We'll talk about what's going on in Altus with the PRCA Rodeo and our good friends at the Andrews Rodeo Company, as they have got some great stock up there and looking to get things done. I'm telling you, these cowboys and cowgirls are coming through, and they will be in your neck of the woods, guaranteed, trying to make that money for the Wrangler National Finals. And the season is winding down, folks. Time is ticking, and these guys are looking to make it happen. We've also got the PBR as they invade Nashville this weekend. And, oh, yes, after the weekend that we saw in Tulsa, you can bet it's going to be a wild one. And then, of course, following the next week, they're going to be in Thackerville, Oklahoma at the Windstar Casino. And, folks, there's another good one. It's going to be the only outdoor Built Ford Tough event of the season. Oof, man, I can't wait to be there. Hopefully you guys will be joining us. And, man, if you are not in the stands, you are truly missing out on some great experiences there. Like I said, we're seeing a lot of things happen here. Consistency is the name of the game, though, folks. And there are still several events coming between now and when the cutoff date is for the PBR World Finals coming up in October. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, you guys make sure to stay tuned, enjoy your day, and remember, the road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.